That is no doubt hella good. Our Tamworth's number one, 92.9 JB here for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre on Gunninganoo Road. Here we are on a Friday morning, and lots to get up to right around the region this weekend at the ALEC, running from now through until the 14th of April. You can check out the Australian Quarter Horse National Championships there on with camp drafting, cutting, reining, trail, pleasure, and dressage, just to name a few of the events. Also on at the, of course, Taste gets underway from today, and on at the Powerhouse, still a couple of tickets available for this one. The World's Best Beef and Wine Degustation Dinner is on, where you can try local Jack's Creek beef, which won the World's Best Steak at the 2023 World Steak Challenge. It's a five-course degustation menu matched with delicious local Topper's Mountain wines. That's on tonight from 6:30 to kick off Taste. There's a mosaic lamp making workshop on tomorrow at West Tamworth Leagues Club. That's on at 10 a.m., 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Spilt Milk is doing a cow to cone experience on tomorrow between 12 and 1, and you'll be able to get in there and see behind the scenes how they make gelato. It's $10 per person. Also, the Tamworth Regional Conservatorium of Music is doing a high tea and classical music afternoon with delicious cake sandwiches, slices, scones, and tea. That is on between 3 and 6. Also, tomorrow night at the Capitol Theatre, we've been giving away tickets for this all this week, and I think we got one sneaky pass still to give away today between now and 5 o'clock, so keep listening. That is In Good Company with Damien Leith and Darren Coggan performing tonight at the Capitol Theatre. Tomorrow night at the Capitol Theatre, they're going to be there. It's a celebration of the songs that changed the world by the artists that made them. We're talking tracks like Pretty Woman, Hey Jude, Father and Son, Country Roads, and so, so many more. So check that out tomorrow night at the Capitol Theatre. Also on Sunday, the Oxley Scenic Lookout has got the Tamworth Trailblazer Running Festival from 6 a.m. Run once, twice, or three times or more for 15 30k, 45 or 60 kilometer distances. I'm just exhausted even reading that out, to be honest with you. The 45 and 60 kilometer races are often described as some of the hardest races. It's crazy. So that's on from 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. And then we get into Sweet Street. I guess you could... you need some sweet treats if you're going to run 15 kilometers to 60 kilometers, aren't you? That's just, like, that makes healthy scientific sense, I'd imagine. Sweet Street on at the Fitzroy Street Plaza from 2 o'clock on Sunday. They've got amazing desserts there, cupcakes, slices. There's going to be live music there. So much going on, so get out and enjoy that. We were there broadcasting live from there last year, and it was so good. And it's back on a Sunday from 2 o'clock. Sweet Street in the Fitzroy Street Plaza, all part of the Taste Tamworth Festival celebrations. All the details about those events and some others going on around the region this weekend, check those out on our event page now at fm929.com.au, and have a sensational weekend.
92.9 supports local, which is why our community calendar
Here's a lighthearted look at what happened while you're asleep. It's the feed. It's the feed.
The much-loved Great Dunny Hunt is back and better than ever, with the Continence Foundation of Australia calling all Australians to update the national public toilet map in time for this year's Easter school holidays. And to tell us more from the National Continence Helpline, their manager Janine Thompson joins me this morning for a chat. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jared. How are you?
Yeah, very well, very well. The Great Dunny Hunt for 2024 is back, where basically you guys are urging the public to update right around the country where public toilets are.
Yes, that's right, because the National Public Toilet Map is funded by the government, but it's a big task to try and maintain the map and know what toilets are on there, because they're often provided by local city councils.
Yes.
So we really rely upon the general public to help maintain the information on that map and make sure it's accurate. So it's really helpful when people are out and about, if they're at a toilet, to sort of see if it's on the map, and if it isn't on the map, to either look to add it, or if there's features that aren't included on the map, to also have it added, because we want to know about accessibility, what type of toilet suits what particular person. So the more information we have about the toilet, the more helpful it is for people living their daily lives, or even travelling, as you mentioned, with Easter school holidays.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And I mean, there is a serious side to this. About 5 million Australians are living with incontinence right now. How does that affect, I guess, their use and confidence in getting out in public with public toilets? Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, with, you know, so many of Australians experience incontinence, access to toilets is really important. And we know that, you know, people might not be able to work as easily because of incontinence, or it might be that they can't engage in social activities as easily. So being able to look at the app and know where a toilet is that meets their needs is really, really important, because toilet accessibility shouldn't prevent someone enjoying their life. So we really need to make sure that all Australians have access to appropriate toilets that they can use confidently.
Tell us a bit about incontinence. About 5 million Australians, as I mentioned before, affected by that. What can you do if you think that you might be suffering from this, or maybe a family member as well?
Yeah, so I'd really encourage someone to seek help if they do have problems controlling their bladder or their bowels. I mean, the first point is often to have a chat to your GP and do some initial investigations as to why this is happening, because incontinence happens related to a cause or a reason. So it just doesn't happen by itself. So there's usually a reason why this occurs. So a good start is the GP, but you can also call the National Continence Helpline on 1-800-330-066. It's manned by nurse continence specialists like myself, but we provide free advice and information for people who are experiencing incontinence, or people caring for people with incontinence, or professionals who work in the field. So it's a government-funded free advice line. So, you know, please give us a call. We can try and help you. We're there from 8 to 8, Monday to Friday, Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Fantastic. No, some great advice there. And look, if people want to get out there these school holidays and do their part by adding some public toilets to this toilet map, the National Public Toilet Map, how can they go about it? And I understand there's some prizes up for grabs for doing so as well.
Yeah, there sure is. So if they actually go to the website www.toiletmap.gov.au, or else download the Public Toilet Map app onto their phone, they can then log in or register and then update a toilet facility, and then you'll be prompted to answer 4 quick questions, and that will go help you go into the competition to win 1 of 3 FPOS vouchers worth $500. So it's really worthwhile. It's helpful for us, and hopefully get a little prize also out of it
as
well.
No, that's it, exactly. Hey, Janine, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for the chat. Thanks for bringing it to our attention about this great Dunny Hunt and the National Public Toilet Map, and thank you so much for your time. All the best.
No worries. Thanks for having me, and enjoy the rain.
Tamworth, number 192.9, 853 JB here. As we head into the Tamworth Taste Festival getting underway this weekend, I reckon we should try and work on getting this to Tamworth Taste for future years. You got a spare half a mil lying around, do you, Mills?
No, I spent it on my yacht.
Oh, of course you did. Yeah, you got that yesterday?
Yeah.
Good. Lovely. Yeah. All right. Well, start saving up now that you got the yacht.
The yacht? Start
saving up for this. A cool 500 mil is how much it will cost you to enjoy a meal from a Michelin star restaurant in a space balloon.
What?
500K above sea level.
So you go in like a giant hot air balloon type situation.
Yeah. The 6-hour stratospheric dining experience will take place aboard Space Perspective's spaceship Neptune in a special pressurized cabin that can accommodate 6 diners, all outfitted in custom gear from the French fashion house Ogier. Ogier, yeah. I've heard it all now. A little bit of a French joke for you on a Friday morning. God. Thank you. Here
help
a week.
Me. Do you know, whenever I hear
try
that,
the escargots. I don't think you're allowed any escargots on board it. But they've got some meals for you there.
So here's the thing. You know, when I hear about stuff like this, sometimes I just think, you know, sometimes we don't have to do things. You know, like we don't, there's no reason to do that. Like, why? Yeah. Like, please explain to me why that's a good idea. Like, I don't care. It's like, why was a submarine down to see the Titanic a good idea? It wasn't.
No.
And look at them now. And that's how I feel about this.
Exactly. It's yet another chapter in the book of things that we really didn't realize that we needed and don't need. Like old mate building the second Titanic as well.
Yeah. Do we have to? We have plenty of perfectly good cruise ships.
Exactly. We got plenty of perfectly good Michelin star restaurants on the ground.
On the ground. Or like at the top of hills. You can still get a nice view.
Yep, good point. That's it. So don't, and we got plenty of amazing hot air balloons out there. Why do you need to mix the two together? I don't understand it.
What's the bet it's controlled by an Xbox controller?
The Rembrandts at 92.9, 8:45, JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre. Happy Friday. What's going on, Mills?
What's the matter, you?
Shut up in your face.
Are you just thrown off because you didn't know that Michael Jackson made a cameo in that song?
No, I didn't. That's the first
I didn't
I heard
know
it.
Until
no.
right now. Yeah.
I know. I haven't heard that anywhere
it's
else
all
but
happening.
Here.
It's all happening today.
What's the matter, you?
Oh, is this
What's
your
happening?
Way of asking me my frustrating little
yes,
thing?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, look, life's not that bad, but I do Good. Have a friend coming to visit this weekend.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
like the one weekend where it's pouring with rain the whole time. I'm like, really? Really, Tamworth? Really?
Well, it will rain today. It's meant to rain on and off tomorrow, but clearing up for Sunday.
Yeah,
but
she leaves Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Exactly.
Of course.
Why do you think I'm frustrated? It's like the weather purposely did this. Like, it's like they looked at her flight schedule and they were like, yep, that's our cue.
This, well, look, please, if she's leaving Sunday afternoon, please, make sure she pops past Sweet Street at the Fitzroy Street Plaza on Sunday afternoon. This gets underway at 2:00. Does that fit in with the itinerary?
But don't worry about her. I'll go.
Yeah, done. So much good stuff there at Sweet Street. 2:00, it gets underway on Sunday afternoon. Cupcake slices, delicious treats.
Ooh.
It's amazing. So get down there, check it all out. Ice cream everywhere as well.
Yep.
Cupcakes, muffins. Lovely. So check that one out.
Yeah, right. I will.
And I know why she's here, your friend that's coming up here.
Yeah.
She's here to do the Tamworth Trailblazer Running Festival, isn't she? On Sunday morning from 6 a.m. where you can run 15, 30, 45 or 60 kilometres. apparently, it's one of the hardest races you can do.
Oh, great.
Participants wishing to register for the 60K must have previously completed the Tamworth Trailblazer 45K. Otherwise, you can't do it. You have to... This is like...
How dare they? I'll do whatever I want.
It's got an entry into it. Because have you... You've walked the Tamworth Lookout?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Why would I do that when I have a perfectly good car right there?
Valid
you know
point.
What I mean?
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
The Tamworth Lookout's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Pretty
That's
crazy.
Why do you think I choose to drive?
That's yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I mean, a car barely makes it up there with four wheels, let alone someone with two legs.
See, that's right.
And they run that. So it's like a loop,
multiple
loop to do the 60Ks.
Multiple?
Yeah, multiple. Yeah,
Ew.
Yeah.
You just do that again and again.
Yeah. Oh, well, not just up and down the lookout.
Okay, I was going to say,
that'd be
that
a lot
sounds
of times.
A bit boring, doesn't it?
I think the it would be.
It's like, oh, God.
I think the lookout's about a K from the bottom to the top.
Can
so it'll be
doing
30.
That 60 times.
Yeah.
30 times.
30 times up and down.
Yeah.
Crazy. No, it's a full trail course. It's crazy.
No,
so
look,
that's
I
getting
like,
underway from 6 a.m. on Sunday. So
I like
enjoy that.
Flat ground.
Fair enough. Yeah. Flat ground.
Or chairs.
Yes, exactly. Flat ground or
sitting
flat
down.
Ground with four wheels and a chair. Love
yes,
that. Ticks
sir.
All the boxes.
Hey, it's Ames. Join me weekday afternoons with the Arvo with Ames.